Got some information from HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Every year they publish their, it's called the Fair Market Rent, or FMRs, this for fiscal year 2023. It's an estimate of the amount of money that would cover, they call them gross rent. It's basically your rent and utility expenses on about 40% of the rental housing units in any specific area. This kind of ties in what we talked about last time we were together, too, with the professor from Rutgers University Law School about how corporate home ownership is causing rents to increase and price people out of home ownership. Also, if you're not looking to own but just to rent, it's costing you more to rent a place. Look at the picture nationally. FMRs will increase about 10%, which will enable more households with housing vouchers to access affordable, stable housing. One of the reasons housing voucher holders can't use the vouchers is because the value of the vouchers has not kept up with the increase in the rents. So these new FMRs, they make it easier for voucher holders facing that challenge to get affordable housing in most housing markets, at least, while expanding the range of housing opportunities that are available for households. Again, looking at New Jersey like we did last week, rents in the state, they're reaching an all-time high. That means low-income families who were celebrating when the secured a rental assistance voucher or having trouble finding a place to use the voucher. When it comes to rental subsidies in New Jersey, new calculations increase those subsidies by 13%. Rather sizable amount. Not going to go through the whole list for New Jersey, but just some of the select areas. If you look at Warren County, the percent change in 2022-2023 will be 12.09%, which means voucher increase will be about $165. In Bergen County, increase for vouchers around $111. Same thing for Passaic County. Hudson County, 5.88% increase, $116. Going down to the central Jersey for a moment, in Hunterdon County, 3.57%, that equals $66. Middlesex County, 3.57, 66. Same thing for Somerset County. Let's see here. Let's go over to Essex County. 8.59% increase, which equates to $127. Same thing for Morris County, as well as Sussex County. There's the south I was looking for. Let's look at Camden County. Increase of 13.25%, which will result in an increase in dollars of $172. Doesn't sound like a lot, but especially if you're on that fine line, that's $172, $127, even that $66 just might be the solution to the housing problem that you are trying to confront, at least.